All right, this is Steve.
Hey, Steve. This is Tyler from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Okay.
Good. I'm actually just following up here. It looks like we spoke it was about a week and a half, almost 2 weeks ago now. Looks like you were maybe looking to bring on some equipment here, and just wanted to see where you're at in the process and see how things were going for you.
I suspect that you probably spoke with Andy. You want to hold on a minute, I see if he's available.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, Andy, this is Tyler with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good. How about yourself?
Doing great, man. Off to a good start this week. So I'm actually just looking to follow up here. We had a conversation. It looks like it was almost 2 weeks ago now. Looks like we were discussing some equipment you might be looking to bring on, and wanted to touch base here back in mid this month before you got the process going. I just wanted to see where you were at and see what equipment you were maybe looking to bring on here.
Well, unfortunately, the job rant has run into a snag, so it's temporarily on hold.
Really?
Well, you know, these things happen.
What was the job there that you guys had coming up?
Well, it's a new cap project for someone. Our customer ran into a financing snag in getting their end of the financing that they have to do together. So
I got you.
It's probably gonna be a month for them to sort that out.
I see.
So, why don't you put me back, talk to me again in a month?
Yeah, was the equipment you were looking to bring on, was it specifically for that project there?
Specifically for that job, yeah.
Okay, and it just got pushed back about a month, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe here I'll maybe try and touch base here in a few weeks if you'd like. Does the company you said they were short on financing, do you guys offer financing to them, or how's that work? Was it a vendor they were going through?
It's kind of it's a combination of stuff in that we do there's things you can finance and things that are really hard to finance. Like molds that we build in-house here are very hard to finance. So we have our customer finance that stuff. The machinery that goes with it,
mm-hmm.
that's actually off-the-shelf machinery, we finance all that stuff in-house. Or we buy that stuff, you know. I mean, that would be what we'd finance if we with you guys or with one of our other. And so typically what we do, and then also, you know, there's a project where, I mean, we're buying $100,000 worth of equipment, and the customer's buying somewhere about three-quarters of that, I think. And they've got, but it's a 3-year deal, and when there's that much money involved, we don't do it with the customer doesn't have skin in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you know, it's too easy for them to walk and holding the bag on a couple hundred grand, you know.
Yeah. So when a situation like that happens, do you guys have like lenders that you'll recommend them to, and they'll go through that? How does that process work?
This is a much larger customer, and it's and they've got the cash. It's what it is now is all the numbers work out, but they're internally they're balking, and I'm not exactly sure why. It's a big distributor, and they've got an internal squabble going on, which happens.
So it's more of a company issue than a financial issue.
They don't have a financial issue at all. It's an issue of are we sure we want to do this, and then what's the deal with the end customer or something, I guess. They don't tell me what obviously I'm not privy to the arguments they're having in their sales department. Or their finance guy is telling the sales guys what they can and can't do or whatever. They don't tell me. I don't want to deal with that. I got enough of those problems myself.
I got you. Yeah, no, I totally get that. I mean, so if this project is still getting pushed back a month, do they still seem like they're interested, and it's just going to be a few more weeks?
It's still a go. The whole thing is Well, the whole thing, it hinges on now they've got to get stuff through their system. And what happens? I mean, the end user for the product, is definitely wants the product, and is actually the distributor's kind of in a bind, because they now have POs. They've accepted POs from the customer, and so they've got to work out their problem.
Yeah,
they've got you know. So I know it's going to happen. It's just going to take them a while, because it's.
I gotcha. Well, yeah. I mean,
I think they've got a. You know, my personal guess is they're fighting over allocating resources and who gets what job first.
I see. I see.
But I don't really know. You know, because like I say, I don't.
You're just one of the pieces in the puzzle there.
Yeah, exactly.
I gotcha. Well, I don't know if I told you this before, but I mean, just the process here. It's fairly easy here and quick. We'll usually be able to get you an answer within 24 hours once we get the paperwork in. So we'll be able to get you an answer real quick on what rates and programs you're going to qualify for.
Right.
I know you said this is going to be pushed back about a month with the equipment financing. When you do get approved, the offer's good for 60 days. So you do have some wiggle room there to agree to the terms. By all means, if it doesn't make sense for the business and the project that you have coming up, by all means, you can take your business elsewhere. But that offer will be good for about 2 months. So as soon as you maybe think this is going to be getting finalized, definitely let me know. If you wanted to get the process going now, that way the financial aspect for the machine's out of the way, and that's one less thing you got to worry about. We can also get that going too. Let me see. Did I get? Yeah, I got your email. Is the andyk@millwright.net?
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. Did you remember getting the email that I had sent you there about 2 weeks ago?
I believe I have it in my file here. Let me just look.
Yeah, just double check there, just so you have the information there.
Let's see. It's not in that one. Why don't you send it to me again?
Yeah, let me resend that to you. And like I said, if you want to get the hassle of the application and getting to see what you're approved for and all that out of the way, that way when the project comes, that's one less thing you got to worry about. By all means, we can get that going whenever. I'll shoot that over again with the application attached to it and what we would need for whenever you are ready. And if anything comes up, you know, they want to ramp up the project here sooner, or you have any questions on the programs that we do have, I got a senior rep here that can kind of go more into detail for what expectations you can have from us and what we can offer for you. But other than that, what was that? Sorry.
I said, okay, great.
Yeah, perfect. And then hopefully we'll be in contact here, maybe follow up with you here in about a week or two, and just check the status on that project if I don't hear back from you. And my direct dial will be in the email as well. So like I said, you can feel free to email me back or call me, and we can answer any questions that you'll have, Andy.
Great. Thank you very much.
I appreciate your time, and hopefully we'll be in talk again soon.
All right, man. Have a good day.
You too.